Hey everybody, this is Alan Fine, and I am here with Philip Jones, the Chief Tourism Officer for the Royal Commission for Alula. We just ran an article this week about a new campaign. So my question to the travel advisors is, how do you market 200,000 years of art and culture? Well, we're going to show you here on Insider Travel Report. Before we get into the meat, which is the marketing, let's just give a quick overview on Alula for those who don't know.
So Alula is a destination in the northwestern corner of Saudi Arabia. It's been around for over 200,000 years with 7,000 years of continuous civilizations. And it's one of the largest historical sites with archaeological artifacts in the world today. We're doing a development for the tourism ecosystem to create hotels, restaurants, museums, other asset and attractions to really position Alula as one of the must-visit destinations globally.
No, and just in terms of sustainability, and I'm not just talking about the normal, but also workforce, you're making employment.
Yeah, I mean, Alula was a farming community until the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia opened up about 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. Now we have 52% of the employees in the hotels and restaurants are local Saudis. And so we're creating an opportunity for these Saudi men and women in the hospitality sector that didn't exist 5 years ago.
Isn't that great?
And it's an exciting project.
It's great. And you have four heritage sites.
Yes, we do. And, you know, many of them are dating back. We've had 7,000 years continuously of civilizations that left their mark in Alula. Alula was a stopping point on the incense route. And it's always been, it's an oasis with a million date palm trees, ample water sources. It's always been a resting point for travelers for the last several thousand years.
In fact, it occurred to me as we're here this evening that you were traveling and you needed an oasis stop, and now the modern person can have that wellness and the vastness and the spiritualism the same as they had eons ago.
And it's still authentic. It's still real. And, I mean, what's beautiful about the destination is we have monuments, tombs, heritage sites, artifacts that date back 7,000 years, but we actually go back 200,000 years. We just discovered as one of our archaeological digs artifacts that date back that long. And so it's really a very special place, and it's a place that, you know, if you've not visited, it's well worth understanding the beauty and the uniqueness of the destination.
We've been reporting on you, but what's new as of today? What can we tell our travel advisors?
So we're opening the Dara Tintora Hotel, which is an eco-lodge hotel, 5-star, in Old Town on April 1st. And in September, we'll open a Chetty Hotel, along with the banyan tree and the habitats that we currently have.
Already there.
Yeah. And then we've announced a Six Senses, and we'll soon be announcing a couple more brands that are well-known luxury brands. And we've also announced two Aman hotels. One will be actually carved into the rocks like the Nabatean tombs. Yeah, it's going to be amazing. Built by the architect Jean Nouvel.
And also, little known fact, though, if you get enough of that luxury, you can glamp in an RV.
You can. We have glamping and camping. We also have, some amazing heritage sites that you can experience after dark at night. And there's no better way to see something as significant as Hegra, which is our UNESCO World Heritage Site, than in the evening. And we do evening concerts there oftentimes as well.
So how do you market a 200,000-year-old art and culture destination?
Well, we're going to show you.
You may have never met, but she has nurtured humanity for over 7,000 years. An ancient oasis where culture, literature, and art sprang to life. Her promise is to revitalize, always and in all ways. Welcome to Alula.
That's how you do. That's how you market a 200,000-year-old culture and art. You have to get into the spiritual. You have to get into the nature. You have to get into the vastness. So thank you for that.
Thank you. Again, I think the campaign captures the essence of what makes Alula special, unique, and authentic. We're working on various pillars. We have a wellness pillar. We have a heritage pillar. We have an arts and cultural pillar. And we have an adventure pillar, among others. And as we sort of develop the destination, we're doing it very sustainably and very responsibly, because we're never going to be a mass tourism destination. Maybe 1 million visitors by the end of the decade, but the visitors who are coming are premium luxury travelers who want to experience something they can't find anywhere else in the world.
So, okay, we're going out to 126,000 travel advisors. Is there anything else you want to tell them?
I think the one thing I'd like to tell them is go to our website, experiencealula.com, and everything you'd ever want to know about the destination is there. We have great airlift connectivity through Doha on Qatar, through Dubai on Emirates, through either Jeddah or Riyadh on Saudia, and we just launched service from Royal Jordanian from Amman. So easy to get to with one stop.
That's great. Thank you for talking to us.
My pleasure. Thank you. Come visit.
And this is Alan Fine for Insider Travel Report.